1640 joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He signed his letter of intent yesterday to play at Utah State. Tanner Jolly, the Fruit of Monmouth Wildcats, a first-team All-State selection, joining us right now. Tanner, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you?
Doing well, and thanks for coming on today. And congratulations. That had to be obviously one of those watershed moments, one of those things you were looking forward to, you and your family, the day you put pen to paper and signed with Utah State. Take us what it was like for you, what it was like yesterday to finally have that day come, national signing day for you.
Well, it was super cool because I was the only kid signing from Fruita that day. So it was kind of just all based around me. And that was super awesome. And it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was nice getting a little bit of attention because I haven't really got a lot. It was a super cool experience.
And it's a really small class for Coach Blake Anderson. I mean, you're one of, what, four guys that he's signed so far?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, talk about, you said yesterday you're the only Wildcat signing. You got a lot of attention yesterday, and you're only one of four guys signing with the Aggies as well. So it's a small class for Coach Anderson at Utah State. But before we talk about what you hope to accomplish playing for the Aggies and a little bit of your career at Fruit of Monmouth, you'll go on your two-year LDS mission. And I know this is something that, along with signing, going on a mission for you is something that you've been looking forward to for quite some time.
Yeah, it definitely has. I've been waiting for this my whole life. And, you know, it's just something I need to do. And God gave me so much talent in the sport, so I got to give away my time to bring people unto Him.
And you don't know yet where they're going to assign you, correct?
No, I don't know yet. I'll know probably next week, hopefully. It usually comes in on a Tuesday, so I'm not sure.
Tanner Jolly, Fruit of Monmouth Wildcats football standout, who signed yesterday with Utah State, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And look, for a lot of college football players that are the LDS faith, whether it's a Steve Young or Garrett Bowles, who went on his mission, that there's always that concern of, I'm going to be gone for 2 years. What kind of impact will that have on me as a football player when I come back? I imagine you've probably had maybe some slight concerns about that, but something that every college-bound athlete that's of the LDS faith has to address at some point in time.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a concern, but I know if I give my mission my all, I'll be able to come back just fine and get back into it, and I won't lose any of my skill or anything.
Tanner Jolly, who signed with Utah State, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Has Coach Anderson talked to you about when, 2 years down the road, a lot of things could happen in 2 years, but of what the plan is, because you played on the defensive line, had a great season there. You're an All-State first-team selection this past season, second-team All-State your junior season. You also played offensive tackle as well. Has he given you any indication of what the plan is for you once you come off your mission in 2 years?
Well, I haven't really talked to Coach Anderson personally that much. I've been talking to some of the defensive coaches and Coach Robinson, and basically they're looking at me being a defensive end and that I'm just going to come back, and then just go start practicing with the team. And yeah.
Of course, you had your older brother, Caden, that played at Fruit of Monmouth. What kind of impact did your older brother have on you as far as your being playing football and being an athlete at Fruit of Monmouth? I mean, it's always, you have an older brother. He had success, obviously, on the field for the Wildcats as well. What kind of impact has he had on your life as a fellow Fruit of Monmouth athlete and also being his younger brother?
Yeah, he's definitely been some big shoes to fill. And it was just really good motivation for me to go and fill those shoes. And I feel like I've done so. And, he's just always impacted me in the way to work hard. Because I used to not want to work hard, but he'd always drag me to the gym with him. And I can't thank him enough for that. Now I know how to work hard. And now we're both going to play at Utah State. So. Yeah.
Tanner Jolly joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. What made the decision for Utah State? You mentioned Caden with Utah State, but was it just primarily being there? He's gone there. What was the number? Was there other schools you were considering? Was Utah State your number one target from the get go on this, Tanner, or were there other ones that you kind of went, that might be a good place for me to go to?
Well, Utah State from the beginning has always been where I've wanted to go. But Dixie also gave me a PWO, and Southern Utah gave me a full ride scholarship. And, you know, it just took a lot of prayer and thinking about it. And I made lists of pros and cons of either school, but it eventually came down to Dixie and Utah State. And, you know, I just made a decision, and I felt really good about it, and I decided to go to Utah State. So super psyched about that.
Tanner Jolly of the Fruit of Monument Wildcats will be playing at Utah State in 2 years after his LDS mission, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And just, you know, talk briefly about your Fruit of Monument career. Unfortunately, nobody from the Valley made the playoffs this last time around, but I know you had to be just really thankful, you and your teammates, to get on the field for this past football season. But some playoff years while you were part of that roster as well for Coach Cam Ross, and some good memories as a Wildcat, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah, super good memories. And, you know, it sucks that we didn't get a big long season, but, you know, I'm just super grateful I got to play and got to be able to show college coaches, because it would have been super hard to recruit without doing it my senior season. And, you know, it's not really a big deal we didn't make to the playoffs. I mean, I just got to spend time with my boys at Fruit of Monument, and, you know, I'll never forget those memories, playoffs or not.
Well, Tanner,